Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the success of all of our soldiers, B'zad Hashem, and also for the refuah shelema of kol chodamo Yisrael, and all of Pitzuram Yisrael, all of those that were injured in the war, as well as all those that need our tefillot, we pray, Yerusha ben Dina, Yehuda ben Yafa, Yafa ben Yerem, and Sama, Mechadiz Kam, Yafa ben Yemin, and Shoshana, v'kol shar chodamo Yisrael. And also, B'zad Hashem, it should be for the returning of all of our hostages, that they should return home very soon, healthy, with mental health, B'zad Hashem. Today we're going to continue with the third category in which bitachon applies with relationships. So he starts by talking about perusha chelik ashlishi. Perusha chelik ashlishi, the third category, it's talking about matters that pertain with one's wife, children, household members, relatives, his friends, enemies, colleagues, acquaintances. Whether it's someone greater than him or someone less than him. Someone that you may go to for help or someone may come to you for help. I will describe the way of having trust in Hashem in each of these matters. A person is usually, you find yourself in one of two situations. He says, "Shien nochri." Either number one is you find yourself to be a stranger in a certain place, where you feel like you're not, you don't fit in. You feel like you're different. You're not comfortable there. You feel like a stranger, or you feel like you're amongst your family, your relatives, and people that you are comfortable with. The prime time example is like, you know, for example, this happens to me every time I go away. You go away somewhere, and you go to a Knesset over there, and you walk into a Beit Knesset over there, and you feel like over here you're so involved, you're doing so much, and then when you go there, all of a sudden you're like a nobody. You feel like zero. And it really brings a person to be a little bit more down to earth. You realize, wow, like, you go from one Beit Knesset to another, you go from someone who is recognized, someone who everyone says hi to, versus to someone that nobody knows. And it's completely different when you're in two different situations like that. The way your bitachon and Hashem is in those two situations are completely different. And he's going to spend some time explaining those situations. So the first part is, if somebody feels like a stranger, if someone feels like they don't fit in, so what's the level of bitachon that he has? He says, yetzivto b'elohav ve'et hishtamotuto. He says that when a person feels lonesome, he feels alone, the comfort that he should take inside is being in the company of Hashem. Your friends should be Hashem. The person you spend time with should be Hashem in those situations. There should never be a moment in life that person feels like he's alone. He feels like he's lonely. He feels like he has nobody around him. Because Hashem is always there with him. And he says, V'ya'ale alibo gerut ha'nevesh ba'olam hazeh. You should bring to your mind that our soul is also foreign in this world. This world is all physical. The soul is a spiritual entity. So for the soul to be in a person in this world, it's also foreign. It also could feel lonely, but it has a connection to Hashem, so it can't feel lonely. And he says, "Kmo gerimba." He says, "V'chi anshe haaretz kmo gerimba." All the people in the world are like sojourners. They're just going through this world temporarily. As the pasuk says in the Torah, it says, "Ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi." Says you are sojourners and temporary residers or residents with me. Hashem says, "V'yachshov belibo." You should think to yourself, "Ki kol mi sheyesh lo krovim bo." Anybody who has relatives in this world, "Atzman me'at yashuv nachri boded." Within a short period of time, we're not here forever. 120 years max. 70 shana, 80 shana, however much. But at the end of the time, a person's life expires. And therefore, he's not going to be here with people forever. A person could be the youngest in the clan, and he has relatives and friends and family, and then all of a sudden, all of them expire after 120, and he's the last one here. What do you feel then? So there will be a time, he says, that everyone will go through this, no matter what. And he says, "Velo ye'oileu karov velo ben." At that point, no relative, no child will be able to help him. "Velo yitchaber imo echad mehem." No one will be able to be accompanied with him. Because you have an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old grandson. You ever try hanging out with your 80-year-old grandparents? It doesn't always click. You know, you could do it. It works. And you should do it. But it doesn't click for them the same way it clicks when they're spending time with their family at their age and the people that they are accompanied with. And so everyone will go through a stage where they have this feeling. And so how do you get around this? I want to tell you a story of the Chafetz Chaim, which is a little bit deviating from this point, but I think we'll get a nice point across. There was a story of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, for those who don't know, wrote many books, some of which that we learned. the book of Lashon Hara we learned recently, and Chafetz Chaim lived a very, although he was one of the biggest gedolim, one of the greatest Torah scholars who lived in the last 100-200 years, he lived a very down to earth life. Until one time, you know, there was a very wealthy man who came to his home and saw he was living in a torn up apartment with a small little chair, and a small little table, and he went to the Chafetz Chaim. He said, "Kvod Harav," he said, "The Rabbi," he said, "says you shouldn't be living like this. Please allow me. Let me renovate for you. Let me build you something nice. This and that." He asks the man. He says, "Listen, you're a businessman, right?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "What do you do for business?" He says, "I'm a salesman. I travel for work." So he says, "So when you travel, let me ask you, where do you stay when you travel?" He says, "I stay in like hotels." He says, "What kind of hotels? You stay in like 5-star high class hotels?" He says, "Usually people, they travel for business. They're not staying in the high class, you know, types of hotels. Where are they staying? They're staying in the small little motels, like the business conference hotels. The ones that are not so khashangi." So he's not so nice. He asked him, he said, why are you staying in such a dirty, disgusting hotel? When you travel, you should be staying in the St. Regis and the this and the that. He says, "No, Rabbi, you don't understand. When I'm traveling, that's my temporary place. That's my temporary place where I'm residing. I'm not living there. I just, for a few days, I'm staying there in the interim until I get to my destination. But if you come to my permanent home, if you come see my house, you'll see. You'll see where I'm living. You see what type of house I have." So Chafetz Chaim tells him, he says, "That's exactly the point. I'm not here living here forever. This is all temporary. He says, why should I indulge myself and get stuck here thinking that this is a permanent world where it's not? We're here for a temporary amount of time. So number one, take advantage of the time we have here. Understand that you indulging yourself in everything that this world offers you is not going to get you to the true purpose of what you're here in this world for. Because it's not a permanent world. We're here temporarily until we get to the world to come, Bezat Hashem. Now obviously we're not looking for the world to come. We're doing in this world as many mitzvot as we can. And we know in the back of our heads that there is reward for all the mitzvot that we do in the world to come. But why am I saying this? Is that he's trying to say a very similar point. Is that many times people get stuck in this thought process thinking that I'm here forever. I'm here in this permanent world and what I acquire is mine. In one day, Hashem can flip the whole world around. I've seen this so many times. One snap of the fingers, Hashem can flip everything around. From good to bad, from bad to good. Both sides. So what does it teach us? It tells us that don't think for a second that you're here permanently. And obviously you think, oh, obviously I'm not here permanently. But don't just think it. Make it part of you. Make it part of you that we're living in a temporary lifestyle here. Now, why is that so important? It's because when it comes to the bitachon, the trust that you have in Hashem, when you remind yourself that you're temporary, and the people that are here are temporary, that it could come a time where everyone expires after 120. And then what? Don't get to a point where it's too late then to have trust in Hashem. Build your trust in Hashem from now, so that when it comes to points where you feel like a stranger in this temporary world, you feel alone, you'll never feel alone. Because you'll have all the times, you'll always have that company, you'll have that company with Hashem at all times. When you have Hashem's company, no matter where you are, in all places, at all times, you will never ever come to a feeling of loneliness, come to a feeling of sadness, depression, chas v'shalom. Because you always feel like Hashem is with you in everything that you do. I want to give everyone a bracha that Bezat Hashem, we remind ourselves that we're here temporarily. We take advantage of the time that we have here in this world. And we always remember that in every situation, in every place, if we have Hashem's company with us, we will always receive immense amounts of blessing from Hashem. And we will always be having that feeling of accompaniness, not feeling alone, not feeling lonely, and never reach a state of sadness, but always be besimcha, with joy. Have a great day, everyone.